What's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. Where's Angela?
What? Glitz and Glamour.
That's how you were saying it. That's how you were saying it when you get it on the air. You say it just like that. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour.
City is a hater. Hey, guys. Welcome to Glitz and Glamour.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. How you doing on such a wonderful Tuesday, Miss Angela?
I am amazing. Wanna know why?
Why?
Because my bae, McKinley Freeman, spoke to me yesterday on Twitter, y'all. He mentioned me. He mentioned me. You know, he got millions of tweets yesterday, so he mentioned the kid. Real. One more time, and we get married, okay? Three times a time.
Oh, Lord. So you ain't going to be like Elaine. You're going to be like Elaine, how she was with that one scene. She, where they were like, for the dude she, you know, getting back with, and he had up against, like, the locker.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Terrence became open. They fine in that one scene. I was like, damn, Mother Terrence. Damn, Terrence.
Terrence had all the brothers like looking like, man, so I'm going to go try
Terrence
that right now. Put my girl against the locker.
Okay.
You know what? Elena actually shows, you know what? He's slowly trying. It's like they keep seeing it. Like, they keep making us have signs of her being good.
Yeah. You can tell, like, she just has, like, a messed up, well, she's portrayed to have a messed up past in this movie, which is, like, you know, that's why she's such a bitch to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she continuously, it's like her couple, second, third time she's been a good little person to people. So we shall see what's a parent at least.
See, you see what you, I mean, that's what happened. That's, you know, that's why, you know, you always hating on her, but her attitude don't bother me because sometimes a little attitude adjustment. All you gotta do is give them that little, that thick attitude adjustment sometimes. That put them in check. They're like, oh, all right, let me stop acting a fool. Yeah, yeah, you want to keep your neck back, calm it down.
Yeah. But while we're on the topic, hit the floor yesterday was the truth, okay? Like, I was looking at my TV so hard that I didn't even know if I was breathing or not once we finally went to a commercial. I was, like, thinking to myself, like, damn, was I even breathing? Like, it was just that good. Like, really, Asha in German again. It was good yesterday, like, really good.
I was doing so much. I didn't even have the TV on. I was focused.
Yeah. Well, Asha and German goofed at the rehearsal room at the stadium.
Mm-mm-mm.
You gotta watch it. Did you record it or something like that?
I know, but you know, I can just, it's gonna come on again to the, it always comes on again on Tuesday, I've noticed.
Yeah, it was definitely an episode to see. And like everything is starting to kind of unfold. And the whole situation with Stallone, I'm kind of almost scared for her because, you know, the other chick, what's his name? Asha's dad. What's his name?
You're talking about Rick Foskizer?
No, Asha's dad.
I'm sorry. Dean Cain.
Yeah.
I know his ex-wife
like had a miscarriage, and then she took the work, the stuff that Stallone was like building the case up on to Oscar. So I was like, uh-oh, the season finale is going to be thebomb.com. I'm going to be at the TV. I should throw like a hit the floor season finale party or something. That'd be fun. No, I wouldn't, because he's going to be trying to talk to me, and I'll have to cuss everybody out. Don't worry about it. Cancel that. Don't laugh, baby. I'll be so serious. Anyway, now I heard that, well, I didn't hear. You told me that you had a special guest on your show yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, that was pretty fun. It was pretty awesome and surreal. First off, anybody knows I'm a huge Power Rangers fan. Say what you want to say. Hate on me if you want to. I'm a huge Power Rangers fan. But, yes, yesterday, my guest is Keith Robinson, who was the Green Lightspeed Ranger, and he was in Fat Albert, and he was in a new movie I went and saw on Sunday, Get On Up, with the James Brown bio flick. Actually got a chance to talk to him yesterday on the show. It was fun. He was really cool. We played his music. Because a lot of people don't realize that's really how he got into it, coming over this direction, over to going to Hollywood and whatnot. It was music, and like what he does so eloquently is pretty much any movie he's in, he's been on the soundtrack every time. Like matter of fact, on Dreamgirls, he got nominated for an Oscar for one of his tracks. But yeah,
that's pretty fun. And all honesty, I'm not too sure how to feel about that whole James Brown movie. Like, I don't even know like what to expect from it. You know what I mean?
It's good. I mean, I'm not just saying this because it's the popular thing to say. It's really a good movie. Reason why I like how, because I'm a movie buff. And for me, it's why I hardly go to movies. It has to be something that's going to keep my mind focused not only on good plot, but I need cinematography on point. I need all this different stuff to keep me engaged. But, yeah, so with that, man, it was so great because, like, the sequencing of the movie, it wasn't like, you know, most of your movies where it was like a biography. It starts from as a child. Then grow up, and then do this, and then do this. And it just pretty much goes in chronological order versus this was like in a sequence. It was based off of if a certain thing happened, it would flash back to a certain time and come back to this time. So it wasn't really in order, per se. It was more so by depending on what life-changing thing happened and how that tied into another life-changing moment. So it was cool. I like how they did it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because I'm not a big James Brown fan. Maybe that's it.
I can't believe it. James Brown, he's just awesome. I had to stop myself. When I got up, I had to get up. I had to stop myself from getting up and wanting to do some James Brown dances. So when the movie was over, I did some. I had to get it out of my system. 1, 2, 3, 4, da, 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 da. So, yeah.
No.
So, yeah, it was pretty good, man. It was good. Now, I told him, he started laughing. He started laughing yesterday. I told him, I said, oh, yeah, well, my co-host, she said she wants you to sing to her. And he started laughing.
Well, what was funny? Why is that funny?
Because when I said next after that, when I said after that, was funny.
What did you say?
I was like, yeah, he was like, oh, like you said, oh, he's, you know, like that. I said, thank you. So he told me to tell you, he said, thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
He said, but he ain't going to be having you pick. He ain't going to be playing. He's more than just an option.
What, did you tell
he
him about
say that,
TV?
But I'll be invested. He said he more than just an option, man.
He
going
to have
pick.
To be because McKinley come first, boo-boo. He come first. That is funny. So, Sandy, can you tell us what this week's topic is?
Yes, yes, I can. This is a messy topic. Messy, messy. I got to put the preference on it. I mean, I can't even figure out the word I'm looking for, but basically, if I do it, technically it relates to advice, but not really. You know, it's more so focused on a certain thing, and when I saw this topic and y'all sent it in, I say, man, I just got finished talking about it on Facebook the other day. And that should a woman propose to a man. Let me repeat that again for you guys. Should a woman in my Steve Harvey voice, should a woman propose to a man?
This should be very interesting.
Oh, yeah, because you know I got a lot to say as usual.
Don't I know it?
Yes. But I think it's about that time. It's about that time for us to go to some music, and then we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour with yours truly, Teddy J, and the crazy in love, Miss Angela Freeman. I will be back. let's not hit you up there. And we're on.
I got water for sale. Got a few bricks. I got a house for sale on foreign land that needs renovation. You know what I'm saying? Shout it.
Look, I'm trying to get it all since I never had it. The shoes is Bally's, the cars is automatic. The money under the mattress like another mattress. The mattress over the money get a lot of action. All these back from Saxville, they gon' think I'm Brad Pitt. I'ma need a bad chick, she can be my actress. Live fast, die young, I'ma need a fast whip. See, I only rock LeBron's when I'm in the Fast Six. That old money make a nigga feel like he magic. That new money make a nigga feel like a draft pick. See, no money be making all the haters mad sick. Ain't no laughing to the bank, I'm trying to be mad rich. I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. See, I can sell the water to the shore. Got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on TV, I feel like Hustle Man. White the end of beanie like I'm Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a chick that bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man.
Need to hook up on here, I got a truck parked on South Main with a million bottles started. Brazilian waving, got Plan B pills on me. Get them on the way out of the club.
Money used to be funny like Martin Lawrence. Now we pushing foreign. And every time we in the club, we be very important. And every chick that roll with us look like she Gina Waters. My partner's like Cole and Tommy. Look, hustling don't always mean that you moving kilos. When you money making mix, stay away from Rico. We used to be hungry, but now we paid in full. Cause see, I feel like we made it, but we ain't made enough. I wake up, say a prayer in my true religion. How many 4 for 20s until we can reach a million? See, they say you lose your woman when you chase the money. But every woman I know want a nigga that keep it coming. Keep it coming. I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. They know me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. Bring me more.
bad, but we love counting money, huh? What you need, I got it. If I ain't got it, I can get it for you. You need time to pay me, but ain't nobody got time for that.
I got what you need, I'm like Hustle Man. Ain't no me in the streets, I feel like Hustle Man. I can sell the water to the shore. Got a scheme to bring me more. Damn, I swear I feel like Hustle Man. I might be on CB, I feel like Hustle Man. White C and a Billy like I'm Hustle Man.
Y'all got me confused, Marcel Byron. I'm Hustle Marcellus. Pick up the pieces.
Lights get they flash on. From out of nowhere she come and get her hands on. Transform when the bass drops down and the money goes up. It's better sound. She shook it.
And all my black girls say, tell them get to the money if they freak nasty. Make them dollars transform, make them rubber bands break. Show me what you working with, hit the pole, do the split. Got these dollars in my pocket, wanna see them shape shift. Well, what you gonna do for these big faces? You was got a Glock, my crew. Can't deny, nigga, wanna hit like you waste your face down and your ass on my magic shit. Must admit I'm a freak, like puzzle and egg, and gates in the tears. She looking me in, she taking me cheap. Back to the set and bounce to the beat. I need me a shot and do a 3-3. She cries a bunch, we roll up the teeth. She busting up top, I'm right in my piece. She waters the yard, she's starting to leave. I'm spiking these stacks, like a fine coat of wax. I'm Mr. Miyagi, have face in the back. She handles the pole, she arching the back. Crooking the chest and patting the cat. Hurting these niggas, she coming correct. Sticking so hard, she shattered her check. Breaking the bank, she good on the rent. Touch on that money, I'm about to go back.
Transform now, shake. Transform now, shake. Transform now, shake. That birthday cake. Transform now, shake. Bad bitches, bad hoes, bad girls, no clothes. Shake something, pop pose. Get back now, drop roll. Booty like a bass drum, smack it like the congo. Bongo, transform them dollars to thongo. Pop. Now shake for that money with your fine ass. Your big thighs, you got that. Well, good dick, I got that. She knows that I blow major prime. My optimal prime, they trench on the blood. She left when it's deep, the work for the shine. I'm talking like Jimmy, I'm talking like Ron. This shit is a movie, I'm talking like porn. Exotic, erotic, cougar than us. Posing the office is looking for fun. Substitute teachers look like a Chanel. They getting it in, we turned up. They twerking hard, they want it tough. These beats fly, my pocket plus. Enough to retire the whole club.
But I ain't into saving them, just so I can lay with them. Why these squirrels be chasing us? Ain't trying to trick, I'm just showing them love. Now transform.
They flash on. From out of nowhere she come and get her dance on. Transform when the bass drops down and the money flows up. It's gonna start. She shook it.
Let me touch it.
You know it.
Underwear if your face got to pay me. Rogue easy with a capital B. No lowercase, let me big, big keys. You heard me. Better R-E-S-P-E-T-T me. That's up that most she can. You say you probably can't, cause most of you niggas is
weekend.
Freaking on the weekend. For that, you need an average chick. They welcome you, I dismiss. Number one nigga ain't shaking.
I
I'm in my bedroom trying to see where you and me went wrong. My life is complicated not to know that you are gone. I apologize for the action that I may have made, cause we just argue back and forth like first take. I gotta man up and stop this doing wrong. Put away my selfish ways cause I never wanna be alone. Can you find it in your heart to forgive me? If I text you with a heart, would you miss me? Or is your friends gassing you up so your heart would never feel so empty? I take this time right here, just gotta make things right. I'm Floyd, you Pacquiao, so you know I ain't trying to fight. Just tell me what's the issue, no need to cry, I can be your tissue. Baby girl, I miss you, that's why my love is floating through this pad and pencil.
I just wanna be the man that treats you right. I just wanna be the man that holds you tight. I just wanna be the man that you like. I just wanna be the man in your life. It was you and me, now it's me without you. That I'm fine, but girl, I ain't through. I must admit, I can't live my life if I don't have you right by my side. I love you, girl, more than you ever know. And these feelings are hard for me to show. Promise to keep it real, promise to stick around, just as long as you continue to hold me down.
Sitting in my room thinking about my baby, nowhere. Don't even know. We never had these problems, we just talked it out. But we can't even seem to argue without boxing out.
No, you don't call me, cause you don't want me.
Whole thing was inconsistent, babe, I tried to play the game.
Now that you're all gone, I'm all in the wrong.
I know I was tripping, baby, damn, I want my girl. I tried so hard to stand by you, but you left me cause you were too through. Now I'm sitting here wondering why. Why you told me bye, bye, bye.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
Much history, baby. The reason we broke up and do not be talking is sometimes a mystery, baby. The fussing and fighting and constantly nagging, the things that be driving me crazy. I know you still love me cause I really love you, that's why I've been missing you lately.
And now I'm laying here thinking about what went wrong, that's why I'm sitting here looking at your pictures in my dorm. You and me, we both moved on, it feels right but we know it's wrong. What the hell has been going on, why can't we still get along? Discipline, it's a guarantee. Baby girl, I'll give you what you need. No keep secrets, no selling dreams. I'll mess up, but I'll get it right. No breaking up, I'll put up a fight. I'll treat you right, you'll be my wife. I just need you in my life.
It was you and me, now it's me without you.
That was some dude singing, doesn't it? He called somebody
like,
called in.
Who's the person?
That group was called Three Live, featuring Joe Rowland, who was singing. They're from Houstonians. Yeah. Anyways. So, Desi, how you doing such a fine evening?
What's going on, people? I'm good. Focused, determined, and staying positive. What's going on, man? What's going on, everybody?
Focus, huh?
Yeah, always.
I should be just happy every day.
She's focused. Because she's happy.
Good chance.
I'm about to play. Did y'all do, I know I'm kind of calling in late. I do apologize, but y'all know I work. But did we do the entertainment already? That's part of the show already?
No, we didn't do entertainment. The only thing we talked about was hit the floor because, you know, my baby spoke to me yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out to Mr. McKinley. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to my husband. Hey, as you were saying.
Okay. Two things. Of course, Nicki Minaj, her new single, Anaconda. I actually downloaded today on my phone, and I heard the lyrics. I like it. I'm not going to lie. I love it. But the only thing I'm kind of like, about it is because I hope that it doesn't reflect the lady, like the girls that's like, you know, the younger girls, you know what I mean? That's the ones that's not so much curvy, the ones that don't have, like, the big butt. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that they don't have to be like, oh, wow.
Because the flattest booty people think they got the biggest booty. Trust me. I'm her.
Shoot, not biggest.
They ain't got no
biggest
ass. I swear I got the biggest ass.
Strippers. Because a lot of them, they go to the strip club industry, and all of a sudden, you know, they start
slowly
getting the booty.
Okay, because I just thought about it. That was my thing in entertainment. But then, again, you have, like, Nicki Minaj on the remix of Flawless with Beyonce.
Mm.
And I heard it, and I like it. And also the other remix to it that Lil' Kim did. For some reason, she is feeling some type of way. Like, I'm sorry.
Because she irrelevant. That's why
she really is. Like, nobody was really talking about her. She was really a non-factor in that remix. But she just had to make herself be known or something for whatever reason. But I feel like she should really focus on her baby. She just had a baby. And I feel like that should be, you know, her attention, you know, as of right now, because she's older. She's, you know, she's been there, done that already. So it's like, I don't understand, you know. I don't know. I don't get it. It's weird. She's old, like, I don't say.
But none
like
of them, but two, they can't say they woke up like this.
Queen, and I just don't feel that, like, Nicki is more mainstream. Lil' Kim was just pretty much with the black folks. I'm sorry. If she caught a few other people attention,
right.
No. She, in comparison to Nicki, I'm sorry, she is just not as successful in the game. Like, as many people don't know her as they do Nicki. I mean, her music was really good, but I wouldn't call her queen over Nicki Minaj.
Absolutely not. Honestly, to me, I don't think she ever was
a
queen.
And I'm not a Nicki fan.
I am. But I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like she was ever a queen. Like, when was she a queen? Because all of, my brothers,
yeah,
they had her poster. You know, she was a stone-cold freak. Everybody knew she was a freak.
Who wouldn't?
But
like
she
that,
really
so
didn't, like, I
mean,
you had
we said that Nicki Minaj is a freak?
No. Which
No.
One
no,
of her
I'm not
first tracks
that
she put out that she got famous for, she started the song up saying, I was on the plane with Dwayne. You keep calling me Whitley. Come on, we go on and on. You know, she put it out there for you. Minaj and this, Minaj and that, you know.
We understand that she's talking about that,
okay,
but the way Nicki has transformed, she has
absolutely
took her to
mainstream
version.
Yeah, she's transformed already.
Right. Anyway, well.
Yeah, Kim the Transformer with that little fucking Pikachu ass nose.
Oh, I'm defending that because I hate, I don't like neither one of them Botox the heck out of their face, the other one.
But see, the difference is
Nicki
is proud
like
about
crazy
her surgery. She will say all her shit is fake. Everybody else denies it.
Right, exactly.
That's the
and
difference.
They don't, and that's what she likes. and she looked good, you know, no homo. But I'm just saying, like, you know, she cool, you know. But I just feel like she's old, and I feel like your focus should be on the baby. You just had a baby. Your baby not even 5 months, and you already, like, being childish in a situation where she really wasn't talking about you, but for some reason you took it personal and thought that she was talking about you. Like, when does it stop? You know what I mean?
Hip-hop has always been. That's what hip-hop has always been. It's about hip-hop is known for being competitive. So there's always going to be people competing. Think about battle rapping. You always
Steady.
People
irrelevant,
always
though.
Steady.
She's completely
She has
irrelevant.
Not rapped
like,
in so long. Like, she don't have no music. Like, what are you talking about competing? Ain't no competition. What are you talking about, Steady? I mean, really, come on. Let's think about it, Steady.
I'll tell you the same. All right, well, I'll shut up because my points are irrelevant. And what am I talking about? Okay, whatever.
Oh.
I'm talking to two people. I can't even make one point. I'll just be quiet.
No, we didn't say your points are irrelevant. We say she is irrelevant in the music
exactly.
industry right now because she's not making
exactly.
any music.
Exactly.
No, because that's how she's telling my point. You're coming off at midpoint and telling me that my point is irrelevant before I finish my point off. So it makes no
but
point.
But she didn't say your point.
Anymore.
She said Lil' Kim is irrelevant, not your point.
Exactly. I'm talking about her because she haven't done nothing in so many years. She's
but,
been
but
going
she didn't
see
why
so
I was
long.
Up there. While I was breaking down competition, that don't mean what's Nicki Minaj doing. It don't matter. It's always going to be competing whether it's better than that person or not. That's what my point was you were missing. I didn't say that she is Nicki Minaj's competition, but hip-hop as a culture has always been about competing.
Yeah,
that's
but in this case,
do.
I just don't feel like, okay, that's true, but I don't feel like in this situation, no.
But let's be honest. If people didn't compete against Nicki Minaj, she wouldn't be as relevant. That's what makes her relevant because there's always somebody coming for her. If no one said anything, everyone complained and saying, why everybody's coming for Nicki Minaj, the moment those artists stop coming for her, she's going to be irrelevant. That's part of what makes her relevant. If it wasn't for Izzy, the Iggy Azalea thing, you know, she wouldn't be as relevant. It'd be like, okay, Nicki Minaj won a BET Award, next discussion. But the fact that you know, Iggy Azalea making some noise. And so that made it controversial. It made you focus on the two of them more because of the competition. They know what these people know what they're doing. They said this in place on purpose because they know in order for hip-hop to continue to elevate or whatever and be successful, part of the culture is to compete, whether a person is any good or not. Because I've seen, you watch the freaking... What was that one battle rap competition when Joe Budden had the nerve to go against a battle rapper? Dude, why? That was, you know, stay on Lovely Hip Hop or Lies in Hip Hop, whatever the show's called, and realize you come into a battle rapper world, they're going to eat you alive, but it's just that competitive spirit about hip hop. Whether you know you better than the person or not, you still take the challenge.
Okay.
I think old Lil' Kim was cool, was good, but I think more so now she just got so watered down with being this. With like you said, it's more so not even the fact of her competing. It's more of her being filled with hatred. So it kind of taints her giving us something good. It's like, okay, every time Nicki Minaj makes something, you always make a response. It's kind of whack, like, for a while. It's like, make music because you want to make music and make us want to vibe to it. It compete every now and then. But she not just make, she don't, that's the only time she make noise, make a new track, is if Nicki Minaj make a track. That's boring.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess you got a point.
Yeah. Okay, so the other entertainment is, of course, Love and Hip Hop. Mimi has, would found something out about her lover. And I already felt some type of way. Yes.
But people be like, I know people personally who are like married but separated, so they just live life as if they're single, but I think you still owe it to that person that you're dating to say that you're married because, you know, they probably feel strongly religiously about it. And technically it's still a sin, whether you're separated or not.
Exactly.
I'm so tired
of
that show.
I mean, I'm not. I love it. It gets better and better.
It's lies and it's in the words of Charlamagne the God, lies and hip hop. Every week it's like then she comes, then she backpedals, and finally she puts this whole freaking thing out about admitting that she realized that it was professionally done porn. Duh, we did not need your tongue that. We figured that out weeks ago. We figured it out when we first hit play. We knew what the topic was.
She just
come
didn't
want to
say nothing yet.
That's like you're telling me that. That's like I'm going outside and if the sky is blue, but you swear up and down, no, the sky ain't blue, it's purple. I'm telling y'all it's purple, and then you come tell me weeks later, okay, y'all, I admitted the sky was blue. Nah, shit, Sherlock, we knew that the whole time. The proof was in the pudding the whole time. Every week, and then the fake marriages. Are they married? Are they not married? Are they married or not married? Her music sucks. Everybody's in the studio every week, and they not putting out. It's like, it's crazy. How you in the studio every week? We not getting a single, and you on the show every week that's got millions of viewers. I don't get it. I don't get how you don't have a hot single out right now.
Because none of them have talent. That's why you don't have a fucking hot single. They just in the studio making trash-ass music. I mean, that's... Well, I would say, what's Rashida's friend name? She got a pretty decent little song. Kalia, yeah, that was a pretty cute little song. Rashida, she going to have to give it up. She's just going to have
Benzino
to give it up.
Benzino actually got some bars. When you go listen to some Benzino old music, Benzino got some bars and some good, but
he ain't got no name.
I wrote about that neck. Go look at that old video, like that song was like really, really hot that he had at the video and everything. Like he, like watch the transition of his neck from then to now. Like that nigga said, doop, 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 doop. That's like started shrinking, but. I don't think he's really into the music part. I think more so he's music as a vehicle. Like, he's more so into the doing the
magazine.
He has Source. Yep, if he was with Source, then he did Hip Hop Weekly. Which, God, I miss when he was over. He was cool with Source until he started doing that nonsense with the covers after a while. But, yeah, Benzino, Stevie Jaden done a little, some couple stuff, but Johnson sucks. Rashida, put it on, make it want to marry me, shit. What the fuck is that?
That was my jam. Put it on, make it want to marry me. The way she said was
so fucking
thing.
I listened to Kim's Sosiak song, Party to the Party, before I listened to any of their music.
Nah, I probably listened to that Rashida. Put it on, the make it want to marry me. That's how the fuck she sounds.
That's exactly how she said it. Oh, Lord,
like she holding her breath while she's singing or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into today's topic, guys.
Like she got a mouthful of coffee and she can't talk. Oh, man. I can't with you, Ezra. I'm taking it back. Please, Lord, take the wheel.
I'm done. I am done. So, as we move into today's topic, can someone please again tell us what today's topic is?
Ding, ding, ding. Today's topic is, should a woman propose to a man?
I'd be more than happy to get mine out the way right now.
Oh,
No.
Please go ahead.
What?
I would definitely say no. I do not feel like a woman should propose to a man. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Not when a wife finds a husband. Fuck that. A man knows what he wants. And if he don't know, it's not your job to help him figure it out. No, that's not, I don't feel like that's what should happen. Because
okay.
If a man should have loved you, he knows what the hell he wants. He don't want you to leave.
I'm
going to
jump into this.
If it's to the point where you have to get down on your knee for him to marry you, you might want to just run.
I'm going to agree with you, Ms. Angela. I'm going to take one point you made that I would say. You said you should have to help him figure out that he wants. I would say yes. You mean, but you do that by just doing the reckless stuff, you know, that you do to let someone know you love them and are a great fit for them. Yes, but it's not your job to get on bended knee. I feel as a man, because my sister-in-law talked about this last week, and she said, like, for instance, even before the two of them started dating, he said my brother never asked her to be his girlfriend. She would never have dated him because she feels as a man, that's what she's supposed to do. And a lot of these people, they take them with this courting process. It's ridiculous. And I feel as a man, me personally, if I walk up to, I just can't fathom that if a chick walks up to me and she has to propose to me, I feel castrated. Like, what the hell? Like, did she just propose to me? Like, am I that less of a man that I can't come out and propose to her? I mean, yes, it's different if you're talking about a woman sharing her discussion about she wants to get married one day, but she shouldn't be the one proposing. As a man, it just doesn't go right. I'm sorry. I'm not rocking with it.
Daisy?
I agree with both of you guys. Because actually I put that Bible verse in the topic, under the subtitle on the topic on Instagram, just in case, you know, people say, oh, well, where they come from? Like, I always say that. So, you know, so shout out to me for doing it. I'll give y'all a little spiritual moment.
What's good book is from Sister Debbie?
Sister Daisy.
What?
What good book is it from, Sister?
Proverbs 18:22. So make sure y'all read that verse or whatever, and it'll go into a little bit of detail. It's kind of self-explanatory. But I do agree. The man is supposed to make that move. No force. A woman should never force a man. Well, when I get married, like Chrissy, it was one thing, like for an example, like Chrissy, she was with Jim Johnson so long, you know, and it got to the point where I'm just going to go ahead on and do it. You know what I mean? But it was like,
yeah,
some people were feeling some type of way about it, you know? But I don't know, because, you know, some men, move slow. And sometimes it takes them a very long time to figure out what exactly, you know, what they want, because they're so confused, they don't know what they want. So most women feel like, okay, well, I'm going to help him, because he don't know. But still, I wouldn't do it. Don't do it, ladies. You know, let him do it, because that way it'll be God-fearing marriage. It'll be everything you ever dreamed of, you know? Especially if it's, you know, Christian-wise. So, I don't know. Just like, no, don't do it. Just back. Don't do it. Like, they don't even look right for a woman to propose. I don't know. It was kind of funny.
There's only two instances a woman should be on their knees. One to tie her shoes. The other one, oh, no, there's three. One to tie her shoes. One giving prayer and the other one bowing down. And I'll let y'all think of that.
Bowing down to what? He a prince?
She's checking it. She's doing a mic check, Denzel. She's doing a mic check. Mic check.
Oh, you know what I heard today? Yeah, okay.
What you heard today, girl?
No, because I was about to entertain. Okay, so I'm not going to entertain either. I'm going to let that, yeah, whatever.
No, in real life, what you heard, though?
No.
No, Lord. Desi let the spirit get, let that evil spirit get her just now. That's what it was.
No, no, because you know what, Missy? I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. Nothing, I ain't going to say nothing, but yeah, but I agree with both of you, though, so yeah.
No, you ain't getting away. You try to be sneaky. It's tell like it is Tuesday. What you got to say?
Nah, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to wait till another show or whatever.
Like,
you,
I want to
know on
new
show.
I know how to get Debbie in that mood to talk. I was talking the truth. Put something that, I know what song to put on. And Debbie is just like, let me tell y'all about this. I know how to get her. Don't fall for it, Angela.
Okay, Shetty, you don't have to do that. I'm just going to wait. Like, it's not the time. It's
no,
the time to play everything. It's not the time.
I'll do it. Don't tempt me. Don't test me.
Whatever, Sonny. It's really not appropriate, so I'm not gonna say it. Like, I'm no.
We say a lot of habits of the
show. How about the habits of the show coming off of the show is not appropriate.
Yeah.
But I mean, the show rating is very mature, so I think that, you know, people know better. They come and this is a put your kids to bed. It's 10 o'clock. Don't have them awake. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. I see we got the other male voice of reason in the building. What's up? What's up, Pat?
What's good, man?
Yeah,
I've been waiting to get on this phone. Y'all should have let me in the beginning. Before y'all start the topic, let me in so I can say what I want.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's just out of respect. Okay. Now y'all say something about a woman proposing to a man. Y'all know how much premarital vagina going around out here? Do y'all understand?
What they got to do with anything?
I just want to play devil's advocate for a minute. Do y'all know how much premarital vagina going around?
I know.
Now, hold up. Now, a woman proposing to a man is wrong. Giving that vagina up is wrong as well. That's where it starts. If you mess up already, you might well get on one knee.
What?
Okay, now something else.
She got those two.
Okay, hold on. Y'all got y'all point now. Let me get some across. Desi touched on it. A relationship moves at a woman's speed, not a man. A man could be moving too slow or a man moving too fast. That's why when a man proposed to a woman, it's not saying I found a woman. It's saying I hope she is moving as fast as I am because it's based on her. Because if she say no, what a man supposed to say? Whoever finds a good woman, find a wife? No. I need to move at her speed. I need to do what she's like. That's a relationship. You say what?
I cannot propose to no man. I just can't do it.
No, I'm not saying do it. To be honest with y'all, I'm on y'all's side, but if a woman did propose to a man, I would understand. It goes with everything. It goes with what we were talking about last week. These women that act like men and these men that act like women. Why not? We live in a different day and time.
Would you personally feel good if a woman walked up to you and proposed, or would you be the one that ended up to propose? You know, judging off of conversation, I make my assumptions. That's a no.
I just know for a fact that there's a lot of stuff that go on that shouldn't. Even the Bible don't say, give me a ring. In the days of old, you had to go kill something and bring it to a girl to impress her. And let me get on one knee, here's a wedding ring. A wedding ring, it was other things. So there's a lot of stuff that plays a part. You say what?
Some people do kill. They kill a cockroach.
No. You had to bring the biggest prize. So you could kill a cockroach, but if a dude came and he killed the buffalo, that proved that he was strong and he could take care of a woman better than a dude that killed that roach. And that's
roach.
How it worked.
Oh, he was hungry.
Yeah, that's how it worked back then. But I understand these days that it's the ring, but I also understand that a relationship moves how a woman wanted to move, even if it is premarital sex. It happens when a woman wants to, not when a man wants to. That's rape. Like Desi just said, men move too slow. For women, men move how they move. It'd be a woman say, hey, you need to eat a shit or get out the pot. that's a woman say that, not a dude. Let a dude get on one knee and she ain't ready. He about to get so dismissed. He about to get his little feelings hurt.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a wise person who once said, they said, this ring is for the lover in you.
What?
What is he talking about?
There's a wise man that said, this ring is for the lover in you.
I'm going to try to figure out what y'all rock out there, bro. Also, y'all know about that song, so y'all so y'all trying to play me like y'all know about that song.
I know about it, but I can't.
For the lover in you.
I understand where you're coming from. I really do. But it's just not, no. That's just something you just don't do. I mean, I couldn't do it. Because I did think about it. Like, when I seen Chrissy propose to Chip Jones, I was like, you know what? Okay, I can see my, you know, I'll do it. I'll propose to a man. But no, reality, nah.
I don't think that's a same situation, though. Because, like, Jim Jones is more of a manly figure than a lot of dudes out here. Like, you look at the average woman, and she's talking about the dude that she can't stand, which is most of the time the dudes that she's dealing with. And you ask her, you say, are men not like that, only the dudes you deal with. So change the dude. And the fact that independent women, some people take that to the max, they run off a lot of good men to the point to where if you're the independent woman and you're taking it the wrong way, like, you're supposed to run the house, of course you're going to propose to a man because you're going to be with a girl. You the man.
What?
Like, you the man in the relationship. It's a lot of women
who
out here.
Who is thinking like that? Like, who is thinking
that
like that?
True, though. Some women
it's a lot
they,
of people out here
think
like that.
What? Are you kidding me?
Let a woman know. Let a woman make more money than a man. You might not do it, but it's a bunch of women that stunt on a nigga if he don't make enough money. Like, come on.
Yeah.
If I make more money than you, then I take care of you. You make more money than me, I get shitted on. That's how it works. It's a bunch of independent women that don't think right, and that's why they propose to men.
It goes back to that discussion we had last week, 100-100, 50-50. It goes back to that.
Yeah. See, that's what I call an independent woman, a woman that can look at a man and say, okay, that's your job, this is my job. Not, oh, this is my job, I run all this because I make all the money, or you ain't nothing because you don't bring in this or you don't bring nothing to the table. Like, you need to get rid of that dude. Like, these women take independent woman to the max.
To another level, and it's making it hard for people out here who don't want to be this type of independent woman, because I am not her.
Because I know for a fact that y'all two on this show, y'all independent, but not like some women that I know. Like, they kill it. they destroy it. Like, come on.
Well, if anybody thinks they want to marry
more so,
understand you got to compose.
I think more so versus cliche independent women, they more so are entrepreneurial spirit instead of being, hey, I'm making moves, so I'm going to talk down on you because I'm making moves.
In the days of the Bible,
ridiculous.
And y'all can tell me if I'm wrong, Desi and Angela. In the days of the Bible, it made it seem like the man was in charge and the woman had her duties. Like, the man, a woman wasn't even supposed to talk in the presence of a man. And sure, we've come a long way to where a woman has a bigger role in the household. So don't say, oh, I'm independent, I run everything. Like, you would say, okay, when man was independent and he was over a woman, he ran everything. So now that I'm independent, I run everything. No. If you were a dude, y'all supposed to even that out so you don't pull on each other. And it's a bunch of women that kill that. They they done got so clean there that they don't go back. They don't go back.
How many women would actually be able to survive and be able to do this? If you know how the phrase is, I always say, women ought to be seen, not heard. That most women in the world today would not be able to laugh through that. Because y'all are so broken.
What did Angela just say?
What?
Angela say, she say, I feel somewhere about this topic.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Like, because the way you were saying, like, once you go there, you just can't go back. Like, you really experience some independent women.
I don't know if I've even experienced it. I just know that I got a bunch of women in my family. I got some female friends. And I've had girlfriends. I like a girl to be a girl. I don't want a girl getting loud, cursing. Like, I want a girl that's a girl. And that's a big issue that I notice. I see these girls saying, oh, I got my own car, my own job, my own house. Like, you're supposed to have that. What you begging for? You're a grown woman. You're supposed to have your own car, your own house, your own job. What? You want a dude to do it for you? Like, you got the game twisted. A dude can't brag about having a car. Nigga, you better have a car if you stepping to me. You see how it works? Like, it's off track.
That's why I hate that phrase, you complete me. I don't like that. Why can't you be complete already before you get to me, and I'm complete when I get to you? Like, that's a lot of people
no,
make
that ain't
do that, and they don't last long. Because if you feel like you need that person to feel complete, then that's craziness.
No, I thought you were supposed to feel complete while you with that person. What's the point? If you
didn't need
that person, that means you don't need that person. If they don't complete you,
No.
Like you're getting that love.
Let me expound that point. Okay, a lot of people don't know who they. I mean, they don't know who they are until they talk to. I mean, yes, through some relationships, you learn who you are in some ways, but yes, you're supposed to feel like that person is. It means something to you, and you need them in a certain way, but not that they complete you. Like, you're not a. It goes back to the discussion from last week. If you want to go to that, last week I said 100. That kind of goes with 100. I don't want somebody that I have to feel like if they're with me, that's only I feel complete. I want to feel like I'm already comfortable with myself. You're comfortable with yourself, so now we go complete together.
Nah, I can't agree. I'm sorry. Why can I not agree? I don't know. I guess because I feel like I am complete by myself, but I just feel like if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody that you commit yourself to, that plays a major role on who you are as a person. Because, like, whether or not you believe it, you kind of change when you're in a relationship. Not for the worse, but you just don't stay the same person. You're not the same person that you are when you're single and when you're, like, married. I just don't feel like that you're the same. I just don't. I'm sorry. Some shit you just don't do no more. Some things you just don't accept no more. I don't know. Maybe that's me.
Ultimately.
And I guess maybe we have two different definitions of the whole complete thing.
Firing y'all. But I guess, man, ultimately I kind of agree with y'all as far as the roles. But like I tried to, I guess I explained when I was talking, the roles are kind of blurry when you with a dude or when you with a woman. And it's not y'all, but it's some women who don't know their role, and it's some men who don't know their role. And I kind of blame both parties, but if you're a woman and you deal with a man who ain't holding up his end, next time you get a man, you're probably not going to trust him to hold up his end, so you're going to try to do it. And the next
okay,
dude who lacks it, he gonna, you're going to try to do it.
Yeah.
You say what?
I agree with that, because sometimes it's kind of like all you have is your word, and that's for male and female. Like, all you have is your word. If you say
mm-hmm.
you don't do something, please do it. If you don't do
yeah.
it, then that's what a woman feel like, okay, well, since he's taking his slow-ass time to do it, then I'm going to do it. I don't know what the fuck he's waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, so that's why she do it. So I do
uh-huh.
agree. I do agree. I agree.
I agree with that.
I think partners, right. too, because they don't have a consistent example in everyday life. Not necessarily in the media. Like, I'm just talking about, like, somebody you're interacting with every day. I would say some of them have that person of the same gender, you know, mentoring them, showing them by example, not just telling them, showing them by example, okay, this is how you treat a man, this is how you treat a man as a woman. And, hey, man, you know, another man telling you, hey, they show you by example, this is how you treat a woman. I think that's part of the problem. They don't have these living, consistent examples every day. And there's too many people worried about. And a lot of people think that if it's not my kid or whatever, I don't have to worry about it. It's too much of that you know, but it's not my business. I'm not going to worry about it kind of type of attitudes, I mean, attitudes now. And that's part of the problem. Nobody's mentoring anybody like they should or whatnot. It's too much. It's none of my business, crap.
It's our responsibility, I suppose. But you can't blame, like, I mean, you got to ultimately get better, but you can't blame someone who was hurt by someone. But if you don't try with somebody new, you got to understand that this is a different person. So if you did stuff on your own, sure, you can do it to start off. But if this dude show you that he got you, let him get you. Let
right.
him get you. Don't mm-hmm. keep saying, oh, yeah, I'm on my own, I'm independent. No, he got you. Until he show you otherwise, let him get you, because that's what a man do. That's what he's supposed
Absolutely.
To do. I understand an independent woman like handling her business, but if you get a man, like, some of these women, they get a good dude. But you can't base men off the dudes who lay down. You just can't base it off that.
True.
I think period on both sides. Not just saying for the topic of the proposal part. It just takes the fact of we gotta quit always making these comparisons every day, telling our mates, hey, you know, he my last man, you know, or one dude I was talking to, he didn't do this. And you find yourself running around trying to play all this stuff, trying to please them and not really being yourself, or you kind of try so hard to do that you end up falling lacking somewhere else. So I think that's part of the problem, too. We're trying to guard. So we keep hearing all these different instances about what your last man didn't do or whatever. Yeah, it's cool for us to get some feedback to understand, to learn how to do better. But sometimes that stuff wears you down to where, like, every time you got to tell me what the last dude did or didn't do, that's craziness.
Yeah, it is. I think ultimately you got to be on the same page, man. You really have to be on the same page, because if I'm on the same page with a woman, she going to know not to get on one knee in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're on the same page, she going to know that I'm going to be the one to do that.
Right.
She going to know if we're going to get married, she going to know, because we talked about it. We're on the same page as far as marriage goes. We know what we want. And if you're not on the same page, of course you're going to have a girl get on one knee in front of you. Like, okay, what the hell is this? We didn't talk about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course you're going to have that.
I'm going to stop before she asks me, bro. I'm like, I hope you tie your shoes.
I mess around and kick a girl while she on her knee. Like, I might as well flip this whole script. For real, like, kicking her, like, her proposing is probably more embarrassing than me kicking her. Like, I might as well go to jail than have a girl propose to me. Like, take me to jail. This girl just tried to embarrass me in front of all my friends.
That's what you're trying to do, bro. You forget you might be trying to shoot.
I don't know what that is.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, it's about that time, y'all. Getting ready to come to a close. Desi, I'll let them know how they can follow you, do all the good stuff, whatever.
I'm going to be like, he don't like followers, and I'm just saying. Now, y'all can follow me.
Yeah, right.
I'm
going to say, Desi not mention her Instagram name. Somebody check her temperature.
Okay, for real. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at dimp87.
Angela.
And please, ladies, don't propose. That's my thing. Don't do it. I won't do it. Don't do it.
The only time. Let's go to Fat first for the Angela. Fat.
The show is still on, like I told you guys last week, on the 24th of August. Concert at Warehouse Live at 7 o'clock. And also, I want y'all to send a prayer up for my grandmother, man. She's in the hospital. She's fighting, and prayer works.
All righty.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Prayer words are in effect.
Angela? I can follow me on Instagram at @_sincerelyAngela and Twitter, I am Model Angela. That's about it.
I thought you changed your thing to Angela Freeman or something like that.
I need to.
All right, so, man, she appreciates y'all for tuning to the show, man.
Nothing.
Yes, I'm pretty much my closing point is going. There's only three times women need to be on their knees, and proposing is not one of them.
Good night, Sadie. Good night. good night, everyone.
Go ahead,
Craig. And those three is all tying them to praying to God every night.
And talking to us, sir.
And talking to the mic, through the mic check. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.